So here's what we're going to do today. I'm going to talk about something over here. And I'm going to talk about something over here. And you probably won't connect what I talk about over here and what I talk about over here at first. But then I'm going to talk about over here. And when I talk about the third thing, I'm going to connect the two together. Does that make sense? Okay. So the first thing I want to talk to you about is the two U's. Or say the two U's. So, how many recognize that there's two U's? The old man and the new man. The one that when you get cut off, you want to flip somebody off. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And now you're lying on top of it. Hello? And the one who just says, oh, they probably didn't even see me. No big deal. You know, the one who is pessimistic and snotty and cranky and, you know what, and glass half empty all the time. And the one who's cheery and the joy of the Lord is my strength and good morning and, you know what, it's going to be a great day. Hello? How many recognize the one who goes to the mall and plays ping pong with all the short dresses? Hello? And the one who says, you know what, I don't care where I'm at. You know what? I only have eyes for my wife. And I will not, you know what, violate her. I don't care how short the dress is or how low the skirt is. I mean, no, there's two people that are going on. Now, let me give you some scripture to point this out, to prove it. I mean, I know it's true. I mean, no, it's true. But let's just show you some scripture on this. John chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase and I must decrease. See, this is the two U's. The one inside, you know what, and the spirit and the flesh. He must increase and I must decrease. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Or I say what it should. See, your body does what it sometimes wants to do. There's what it wants to do and what you allow it to do. Does that make sense? What is that? That's the twos. That's the two use. And Paul says, no, what I do is I discipline my body, so I tell my body, what's discipline? Discipline your body is when you're doing sit-ups and you've done 10 and your body says you're done. And you tell your body four more. See, now you're telling your body what to do. That's discipline. Wow, that's a word that is, it's like, is that what you're talking about today, Pastor? That's, I don't know. You know, that doesn't sound like a good message. No, trust me, this is a great message. But you've got to recognize that this, listen, to keep the old you down, to keep it crucified, you're the one who's got to crucify it. Amen? So there's these two things going on. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 31. I affirm by the boasting in you, which I have in Christ Jesus, our Lord, I die daily. Paul says, I die daily. What does he die daily? What is he talking about? He's talking about he crucifies his flesh. He, every day, he, the flesh part says, hey, listen, Bucky, you're going down today, amen? You know what? And you kind of pop yourself up out of the coffin, and I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to slam you back down in the coffin. You're staying down, And he says, listen, I got to do that every day. Every day my flesh wants to eat the wrong things. Every day my flesh wants to say the wrong things. Every day my flesh, you know what, wants to look at the wrong things. No, let me tell you what, I'm taking control of my flesh. Job said, I make a covenant with my eyes. I make a covenant. I make a decision. You know what I mean? See, if you don't, somebody's gonna win the fight. Amen. You know, you got a white dog and a black dog. Who wins? Well, that's simple. Which dog are you feeding the most? Because here's what I want to say to you, that last year, who won the battle? Who won the battle? Which takes me into my second point. My second point, guys, you can only do as well as your soul is doing. Listen, how many want 2018 to be your best year ever? Okay, the rest of you don't? Okay, let's try it again. How many want 2018? I'm looking for participation. How many want 2018 to be your best year ever? Okay, then here's what you need to do. You need to recognize you are not going to be better than you are spiritual. It ain't going to happen. Amen? See, let me tell you about this. Let me preach here for a bit. Let me park it here for a little bit. We live in a culture that thinks that we can prosper, you know what? Like there's this secular prosperity that you can prosper and not be spiritual. That's crazy. That is absolutely biblically and realistically not true. See, and let me say this. Do not emulate. Do not look up to people who are not spiritual. Don't look up to them. Don't desire to be like unspiritual people. And yeah, maybe they're talented. Maybe they're gifted. No doubt. There's people and they're so gifted and they're so talented. And so they use those gifts that, by the way, was given to them by God. The Bible says, know that all good gifts come from the Father of lights. If you have something good, if you can sing good, you know what? I mean, don't go around like, ooh, look, what am I great? I'm a great singer. Yeah, you're a great singer because God gave you a great voice. Amen. You know, you're all walking around, ooh, you know, look at my hair. My hair's so nice. Why do you think you got nice hair? Amen? Who do you think gave you your nice hair? God gave you your nice hair. Amen? That has nothing to do with you. Amen. Or anything else. But these people, they're walking around and they're using the talents that God gave them, and people can see them. And what they should be doing is using those to God's glory. But they're not, and they're making all this money. And listen, I'm not against, you know what, the money isn't the issue. The issue is when you think that is what's going to make you prosperous. Prosperity means there's no deficit. These people have a lot of money, but they have a lot of deficit. And I'm not trying to be negative, and I'm not trying to, you know what, rip on anybody. I'm just saying that's why me and you, we have a wrong mentality. Because when we think that's what prosperity is, then we get it wrong. And we scratch our head and say, I can't believe it. They were so successful. Why in the world did they commit suicide? Well, you shouldn't be scratching your head. You ought to be saying, absolutely, I know why. Because you can't be any more prosperous than your soul's prosperous. Hello? See, well, here's what I'm saying. You want 2018 to be your best year? Then here's what you need to do. You need to invest in your life in spirituality. because that's what's going to make 2018 your best year. Amen. Amen. You need to invest in, well, here, let me, I'm getting ahead of myself. But look at 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. 3 John chapter 2, chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you might prosper in all things. Now, let's stop there. You know what? This wrong, you know what, mentality that thinks that, you know what, that God can only give one thing. God only wants you blessed in one area. No, God wants you blessed in every single area of your life. Here, I'll say it again. God wants you blessed in every single area in your life. You want me to prove it to you? Look at Adam. If you look at Adam, you're going to see the will of God for man. Amen? There was no deficit with Adam. Adam had all his needs met. He was completely blessed, and that's how God wants man. Amen. So stop thinking, you know, stop thinking that you can only have, you know what, your cake, you know what, but you can't eat it. Amen. How stupid, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, God's going to give you cake, but then when you ask for ice cream, it's like, no ice cream for you. Amen. It's ridiculous mentality, you know what I mean? It's an impoverished mentality, and it needs to get out of the body of Christ. Amen. And there's people. Hey, can I preach to somebody? Does somebody come to learn? Amen. Where do we get this from? I'm going to tell you where we got this from. We got this from I love Catholic people. How many know I love Catholic people? Okay, but we got this. How many know some of the things that we picked up in our Catholic church were wrong? See, now you're having a hard time. How many know some things that we picked up in our Baptist church were wrong? How many know we picked up in whatever background you are? Hello? Well, one of the things that what was wrong that we picked up, you know what, was that poverty is a blessing. Or watch this. Or that poverty was a sign of spirituality. Poverty is not a sign of spirituality. Poverty is a sign of lack. And in heaven, there is no lack. Now, that's good theology. Amen. And the Bible said, pray that God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen, amen, amen. Here, don't make me amen myself. Okay, so God wants us to be prosperous in all things, you know, and be in health. And be in health. And be in health. Somebody say, and be in health. And be in health. Why? Because God's a loving father. I'm like, oh, praise God. You know what? My little child, you know, look, you know what? They're sick. Oh, that doesn't make any difference. You know what? At least they have nice hair. You don't want that. How many know you want, I mean, it's good. How many know you want all these blessings to your children? And be in health. Watch this. But here's, catch this. Just as your soul prospers. See, we've been deceived. And you think you can juke out God. You know what that means? You ever see one of these running backs and he's running and the linebacker's going to tackle him and he gives him this head fake like he's going to go this way. And the linebacker jumps this way and then he goes, I'm going this way. You ever see a good fake out? Okay. You think you can fake out God. You give him this head fake. You know what I mean? And God's like, what? Like, I don't know where you're going? Hello? Listen, you will not. Listen to me, somebody. Somebody hear me. You will not prosper beyond what you are willing to invest spiritually. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So recognizing that is going to be a great start for 2018 because you can start invest. You can start reading your Bible every day. You can start praying every day. You can get signed up for Academy of Righteousness. Amen. You can start doing these physical things that, let me tell you what, are going to make a difference in your life. You're going to tell him, well, I don't know make any difference. God knows I love him. God knows I love him. God knows I love him. That's the guy who keeps on, you know what, eating the jelly donuts. Amen. Saying, I don't understand why I keep on getting weight. I don't understand why my belt can't fit. I don't understand why my pants don't fit me. You know what I mean? You know, you're yelling at your wife. You know what? Stop shrinking my pants. You know what I mean? Stop putting my pants in the dryer. Hey, hello? It's not the dryer's fault. Amen. Can we, hey, come on, somebody be real. Can we stop blaming the dryer? Amen. I hear, is it the dryer or is it the jelly-filled donuts? I think it's the donuts. Amen? See, here's what I'm saying. Guys, Paul said it like this. If you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. And you will not excel. You will not prosper beyond what you're willing to invest spiritually. Maybe 2017 wasn't the year you wanted, not because God didn't want you to be prosperous, but because John says it like this, don't love the world and the things of the world. Maybe you were just way too secular. Hello? Can I give you a practical? You said, maybe you were just listening to way too much secular music. Oh, Pastor, no, don't stop messing with my music. Well, let's talk about your music for a minute. Amen? Hello? See, you know what? Your music is not just music. Most of you that listen to music have words to that music. Amen? I'm just asking. You know, if Jesus came over to your house, could he take your iPad and listen and watch what you're hearing, listen to what you're listening to? Would he be like, oh, I like this groove? You know what I mean? Let me tell you about Jesus. Jesus likes some good grooves. But let me tell you about Jesus. But Jesus is predominantly cares about your heart and the protection of your heart. And you think and you think it's not coincidental? Satan uses these things and these beats and these rhythms and these, you know what? Stuff. And he mixes this with these words. You know what I mean? And you think those words aren't getting into your mind. But they're getting into your mind. You know what? And listen, and today, some of the condescension. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Some of the condescension. You know what? Some of the bitterness. You know what? This group against that group. You know, some of it, just the filthy talk about women. Oh my, this stuff, I'm telling you what, Sony better watch their special place in hell for marketing this stuff and packaging it and shoving it, you know what, and giving it to our junior hires. Are you kidding me? Amen. 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 Wow. And you can't control that side, but you can control your side because nobody's got a gun to your head telling you to buy this trash. Amen. And here's the good thing. There is so much good Christian music now. So much good Christian music now. Christian radio stations. You know what I mean? It's amazing. You know what? To whom much is given, much is required. I'm just telling you what. You and here's what you need to know. You can prosper, but you will only prosper to the degree that you're spiritual. I like to say it like this. The more God, the better your life is. The more God, the better your life is. Amen. And well, I'm so busy. Listen, you are wasting your time with all these other endeavors. Now, let me prove it to you. Jesus said you only need to do one thing. Luke chapter 10, verse 42. Luke chapter 10. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away. What did Mary chose? Here's what she chose. She chose to sit at, what was she doing? She sat at Jesus' feet, and she's listening to his words. You said, but Pastor, one thing is needed. Are you crazy? I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to do this. And then I got to do that. And then that's just Monday. And then Tuesday, I got to do this. And that's how you live your life. Your life is, and you're like, and watch this. And you start to get trained that way. You have trained yourself. You know what I mean? You get up and you go and you boom, 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 boom. That's your life. You're boom, 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 boom. I said, Pastor, I need to do a lot of things. I know. But here's the thing. If you put God first place in your life, then he's going to bring order and wisdom in your life. And watch this, and you'll be amazed. You'll get all that stuff done. But you'll do it with wisdom. It'll be more effective. I mean, you're spending all this time, you know what, going out on dates, you know what, and the Holy Spirit's saying, you're wasting your time. Amen? It's not even your calling. It's not even your season right now. Hello, somebody. You know, you're investing, you're wasting your money, and you're investing in this, investing in that. And the Holy Spirit is saying, no, 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 stop it. I'll tell you what to put your money into. Hello. You've got a business decision. You don't know whether to turn left or right. And you know what? You haven't spent time with God because you had to do this and you had to do that and you had to do this and you're trying to go there and you're confused with your relationship with your wife and you tried this and tried that and you can't understand. Here, I understand. You know what? Because the one thing that's needed is the thing that you're not doing. And here's the good news today. Today's a new day. And all you have to do is do that one thing and everything will get in line. Amen? One thing is needed. There's two yous. But you're not going to be prosperous beyond what you're spiritually worth willing to invest in. Which brings me to my third point. So how do I make 2018 my best year ever? How do I do that? Well, thanks for asking. Here's how you do it. You must choose to invest your time, your effort, your energy, your determination to the things of the Spirit. Yeah, but I don't have the time. Okay, all right, all right. You keep on going to red, running around with your head cut off, you know, chicken. Go ahead, go ahead. You keep on doing that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spend 15 minutes in the morning with God. That's what I want to do. You know what? You can do what you want. I'm not trying to read a chapter a day. I'm so busy. Okay, you can do what you want. You know what? I'm gonna read Luke 7 today. Amen. Yeah. I'm just gonna read Luke 7. Amen. I'm gonna come into church, and I'm gonna understand. Not that he's not any better than me. Because he's not, but I'm going to understand, you know what, the place that God gave my pastor. And I'm not going to let one word that he says fall to the ground. I'm going to honor him, you know what, and understand that as an imperfect vessel as he is, that you know what, that God has seen it. You know what? Through his grace, to position him in a place of authority that he can speak into my life and that I would be very smart to listen to what he says and be quick to do those things. Amen. Now that is a whole nother thing. But that's that part of this spirituality. I talked about this Wednesday. And there's this non-understanding of just simple things that God asks us to do. And some of the things that God asks us to do, he'll ask us to do it through our leaders. So I'm saying to you, if you want 2018 to be your best year, you can make it your best year. But you can't make it your best year without a investment into the things of the Spirit. Can I explain to you what your problem is? I am smiling. Can I explain to you what your problem is? Okay. Everybody take your finger like this. Okay. And then go like this. And then say, this is my problem. Come on, everybody do it. Come on. Put your finger like this. Okay. Put your finger like this and say, this is my problem. Okay. Some of you going like this, pointing at your spouse. I didn't say do that. I did not say do that. Okay. Don't do that. I didn't say do that. Okay. No. No, what's my point? My point is, your mind is your problem. Let me explain. Here's your problem. How many in 2017 did something, and after you did it, you regretted it, and you recognized, and you might even be reaping some negative ramifications for a bad mistake, a bad choice, a bad decision that you made in 2017, or 16, or 15. Raise your hand if you say, Pastor, absolutely. Okay, watch this. Now, can I tell you why? Put your hands up if that's you. Okay, let me talk to you. Keep your hands up. Can I tell you why you made that decision? Watch it. Keep your hands up. This is why. Right here, Bucky. Right here. Okay, you can put your hands down. Here's why. Because you were thinking wrong. You obviously didn't say, I think this is a bad decision, so I'm going to do it. You didn't do that. After you did it, you said, man, what was I thinking? Right? Well, let me tell you what, you were thinking wrong. Let me show you in Scripture. You will not prosper beyond your ability to be spiritual. It ain't going to happen. Here's the good news. To the degree which you will be spiritual and submit your mind to God's mind, you know what? The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. Watch here. Let me show it to you. Joshua. We looked at this last week, but I didn't show you this last week. How many know we can look at Scripture? How many know I can show you about 30 things in the Scripture and just not even start to scratch the surface on this? Let me show you something different than I showed you last week. The book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Everybody say meditate on day and night. One of the ways that you meditate, you're going to meditate on the word day and night, is by reading Luke chapter 7 today. Amen? And then tomorrow we're going to read Luke chapter what? And then the next day we're going to read what? So we're together and we're reading, and we're not reading, you know, and you can read more if you want, but what I want you to do is I don't want you to, somebody comes up, pastor after service, pastor, I think you ought to commit and you ought to get everybody to read the whole Bible through this year. Wait before you say amen. You know what I mean? This would be good. Amen. Well, praise God. You can read as many chapters as you want today. But I want you to be awake for one chapter. Amen. See, I don't know about you, but you know what? Sometimes, you know what? If I'm committed to reading, you know what, 8 chapters a day, you know what? I read 2 chapters and I like do this thing where I'm reading, but nothing's computing in my head. I'm really sleeping. Okay, one person can relate. Thank you. You ever done this? And you're like, ooh, I read my chapter. I read my 8 chapters today. Well, what'd you learn? I don't even know what I read. Okay, here's my thought. Just read Luke 7 today and read it again and read it again. If you want to read it, read another chapter. Read the same chapter. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, but here's what's going to happen. Watch this. You're going to meditate on day and night. Watch this. Why? That you might observe to do according to that which is written. See, when you start to read the Bible, you read it and it goes in and it starts to change how you think. It starts to change how you think. You know what? So instead of like, ooh, hot mama, you know what? Daddy's here for you, baby. You don't think that anymore. You think, oh, man. No, 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 no. No, no, no. I'm looking, you know what? I'm going to reap what I sow. You know what? I'm looking for a woman who is righteous and wants the things of God. That's who I'm looking for. Amen. I'm not looking just for the outside. Amen. I'm looking for the whole package. Somebody say amen to this. But see, what happened? What happened? Pay attention to me. What happened? You saw something different in the Word of God. See, you were reading Luke chapter 7 today, and in Luke chapter 7 you saw that blessed is the man who is not offended by God. You read that. And you thought, what does that mean? What does that mean? Blessed is the man who's not offended by God. And then you came to church and you heard God speak to you something that was like, ouch, man. I think Pastor's talking about me and my behavior. But then here's what you did. You said, oh my goodness. How does Pastor know that? Oh, maybe Pastor doesn't know that. Maybe God is using Pastor to speak to me. Oh, yeah. And maybe God is trying to correct me because he loves me. And because he knows that's going to cause harm to me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get it. And I'm going to be blessed when I'm not offended by God. Where'd you read that? You read that in Luke. And now where Satan before could go, ooh, man, get mad at Pastor, man. He's picking on you. He looked right at you when he said that too. You know what I mean? You're like, no, hey, sucker, out the door. I know what's going on. I will not be offended. I'm a blessed man. This is not, the Word of God isn't offensive to me. It's a light into my path. It's a lamp into my feet. The Word of God brings healing to my body. This is not the problem. This is the answer that I needed. Amen? Listen, God has the answers that you need. God is not your problem. Man, I sound like a squeaky something, huh? Praise God for his healing power in my body. Amen? But watch this. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. What's taking place? See, you're changing how you think. When you change how you think, you change how you act. When you change how you act, you'll change everything in your life. So all you have to do, that's why Jesus said there's only one thing that is needed. What's needed? Meditate on the Word day and night. Amen. It'll change how you think. Everybody say, here, this is the problem right here. This is the problem. So all you have to do is fix the problem. Watch, I'll show it to you in another place. Same thing, another place. Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man. See, the same blessed. Ever say blessed? How many want to be blessed of God? See, in order to be blessed of God, you've got to invest in spiritual things. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. You know what? Hey, tell your friends you got to go. Hey, I got to go. You know what? My mom's calling me. I got to go. Stop putting yourself in the counsel of these ungodly people. You ever water something? You know what I mean? I'm just going to let this soak in a little bit. You know what? You are going to do whatever your 10 friends around you do. You are. You're going to talk like them. You're going to wear the same makeup. You're going to wear the same clothes. That's what you're going to do. You know what? If you got it, and I would say, you know what? This person is blessed because, you know what? And maybe, listen, for all of us have had some crazy friends. You know what? And we don't need to be self-righteous and go, you know what? I went to church, and you know what? And I got a new Bible, and you know what? And you're ungodly, and get away. You know, we don't need to be nasty, amen. But we do need to get some new friends. I don't know who that's for, but that's just like 19 or 2018 free. Nor stands in the path of the sinners. See, same thing. It's this influence, wrong influence, or sits in the seat of scorn. No, you're not walking, you're not standing, you're not sitting. Do you catch this? I'll wrap it in a minute. You're not walking, you're not standing, you're not sitting around these people. Next verse, watch this. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates. Oh, you see it again? He meditates day and night. See, that man's blessed. Why? Because he's not listening to all the trash. What? Everybody say this is a problem. Everybody say this is the problem. Okay, here's the thing. How did you start thinking like this? Because all your lame brain friends thought that way. Right? Can somebody say right? Okay. Okay. So we're not doing that no more. Amen. Psalms 18. Psalms 119, verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. Or I say blessed. Who walk in the law of the Lord. Okay. Now let me explain what that means. There's not some special walk. You know, what are you doing? I'm walking in the law of the Lord. That's not what it's talking about. Amen. That's not what it's talking about. Walking in the law of the Lord is this person who gets up in the morning. He spends time with God. He reads the word of God. So he's reading, the joy of the Lord is his strength. So when he gets up, you know what? He's walking down the hall. He's not walking in some way of the Lord. He's thinking different. That's what he's saying. Now everything he does, as he walks, he's not grumpy. He's happy. You know, the joy of the Lord is his strength. Amen? See, he's taken the word, and now he's applying it in his life. Watch this. Next verse. Blessed are those, watch this, blessed are those, not coincidentally. See, what I said last week, you've got to be purposeful in your life. Do you want your life to be the best it's ever been? Because 2018 can be that year. Can I tell you what I hear the Holy Spirit saying? You ever got into the bathroom and you know that that scale is there? Come on, do I need to preach to this side for a minute? You know that scale is there? And you're like, man, that scale is staying there, man. I'm not getting that scale out. Because that scale might tell me something. Amen. How many know the scale is going to tell you something? What is it? Somebody tell me what the scale is going to tell you. The scale is going to tell you the truth. Amen. Did I already talk to you about talk this service about that blaming your I already talked about that. Okay. Don't blame it on the dryer. Amen. It's right over there. And you think because it's not there that it's not true? No. Get it out. How many some people think there's like they can sneak up on it. You know what I mean? It's like let me get on it gently. Amen. It's still gonna tell you the truth. Amen. Right? Right? Here's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. Here's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. For those of you who really want to change, get honest with yourself and be willing to get on the scale. Start to evaluate your spirituality in practical measures. Or I say practical measures. Let me give you a real practical measure. Real practical measure. Are you reading a chapter a day in your Bible? Will you stay? See, we phony it all out. We fake it all out. Listen, I know you love God. I know you love God. God knows you love him. But you know the Bible says? It says, my children die from a lack of knowledge. See, Satan doesn't care about how much you love God. There's this degree of wisdom that we have to get. We have to glean the word of God. And we have to start putting it in place in our life. That's when we're going to start to prosper. And the Holy Spirit is saying, get the scale out and start being willing to not in a generic way, but in a very specific way, ask yourself some hard questions. And then when the scale looks back at you and says, whoa, you know what? Way too many jelly donuts. That would be funny to make a scale like that. You know what I mean? You had all kinds of things. You know what? You know what? Too much chips and salsa. Whatever. That would be a funny scale to have. Anyway. But whatever it says, having the integrity to look and say, okay, I'm going to make a change. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who will seek him with a whole heart. Amen. See, listen, not this, well, I get around to church once a month and that's cool because God knows I love him. Oh, yeah. I'm looking, and let me just tell you what's going to happen this year. Not that I haven't always had the boldness to just speak the truth. But like today, you know what? As I heard the Holy Spirit say in the first service, break up in groups. How many, I don't want to embarrass anybody, but how many felt a little, would be honest and say, raise your hand and say, that made you feel a little uncomfortable, you know what, today? Okay, thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Here's I knew that. What? How come you made us feel uncomfortable? Okay. Let me tell you why. Because, you know what? Because I want you to understand that you can pray for other people. How many of you who felt uncomfortable, you know what? After we were done, it wasn't as bad as you really thought it was going to be. Okay, thank you. Exactly. See? Here's what I sense. I sense the Holy Spirit just really pushing me to push you. So I'm going to, here's what I'm going to ask. I'm going to, for the next several weeks, going to be asking you to do some stuff. And today, the one thing that I just want to ask you is real simple. I just want you to read Luke with us, okay? And it's pretty simple in January because, you know what, we start with Luke 1 and Luke 2 and Luke 3 and Luke 4. And what's the date?
Seven.
So guess what chapter we're on?
Seven.
Oh, you guys are sharp. Okay, good. So it's real, but here's what I want you to do. I just want you to commit to just waking up 15 minutes early tomorrow and just spending time with God. Okay? And then 15 minutes just praying with God, and then just spend just a little time. It will only take a little time, like 10 minutes, and read Luke. Okay? And then later on, if you want to read Luke chapter 7 for lunch, read Luke chapter 7 for lunch. And then if you want to read Luke chapter 7 before you go to bed, read Luke chapter 7 before you go to bed. Here's what I'm telling you what. Let's together make a commitment that we are going to get more spiritual than we were before. Would somebody raise their hand and say, Pastor, I'm going to take that challenge. I want to. I'm asking. You know what? Will somebody take that challenge with me? If that's you, raise your hand. Father, you see the hands up. If your hand's not up, you still have some time.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is speaking to people. The Holy Spirit is speaking to people. Get your hand up if you need to. You know what? Father, we thank you. We commit to you that this year would be a better year than last year. Not coincidentally, but on purpose. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that will help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.